Chapter 11.
Fucking hell,
my father yawned as he stretched his arms above his head.
I never thought we'd actually get to rest in this place.
You're welcome, I teased the black dragon. If I hadn't thought of opening up Myas's prison for a few seconds to close the door, we'd still be completely exposed.
We would have been fine,
Rebecca grumbled from her seated position.
My people tend to be mostly nocturnal anyway, so I would have been able to sound the alarm if any more demons showed up.
I know you would have, I said to the bear demi-human. But now you don't have to. You can get a bit of shut-eye just like the rest of us. Then as soon as we're all healed up and rested, we can move on to the Demon King's den. If all goes well, I predict we'll be back in Hatra, safe and sound, by tomorrow night.
How long should we rest for?
Imarla asked.
It's not as if we can tell whether it's night or day from inside these caves.
Rest until your body tells you it's done resting, I said. I don't want anyone going up against the Demon King when they're even the slightest bit tired or fatigued. So we'll wait it out here as long as it takes. I will lay claim to this area over here, Xoclan noted, as he wandered toward the far end of the room. I watched as my father made laps in circles like a dog preparing to lay down, and then he casually sprouted his crab-like legs from his back. Xoclan's 6 extra appendages stabbed into the ground and lifted the man up off his feet, and he let out a long sigh as his arms shifted around until he finally seemed comfortable.
I think I'm going to sleep the more rugged way, Zarek teased his brother. On the ground.
Zarek walked over so he was near Xoclan, and then he shifted himself into his dragon form. The gray dragon gently curled up in a ball on the ground before he sucked in a deep breath and let out a huff. Zarek nestled his long head in between his front legs as he closed his eyes, and he laid his wings over his body like a leathery blanket.
Very rugged,
Sky giggled. Sky, Nike, Naomi, Rebecca, Aaliyah, Imarla, and I all spread out along the main floor of the cavern. But we remained within a few paces of each other. Even though we were safe in this room, it was a force of habit. Out on our campaigns when we didn't have the luxury of a roof over our heads, we often just camped out on the ground underneath the stars and completely unprotected. By sleeping close to each other, we ensured that no creature could pick us off one by one without alerting the others. Plus, I got to be close to my beautiful harem of women, which was always an added bonus.
Is everyone where they need to be for the night? Nike asked.
I think so, I said as I looked around the room. Get some rest, my friends. Believe it or not, the hardest part of this journey is still to come. Nike whispered something to the spirit in his sword, and the blade's glow slowly dimmed until it was nothing more than a regular piece of metal. The room was plunged into darkness, but I could still see perfectly well thanks to my night vision. Maybe it was the fact that this whole adventure was already overwhelming, or maybe it was simply that we were now in another dimension where our sense of time and space were completely thrown off. Either way, my eyes felt as heavy as anchors, and within a few moments, they fluttered shut and I passed out.
Evan?
I heard Skye's voice whisper sometime later. I opened my eyes and was greeted with the sight of Skye, Imarla, and Naomi all standing over me.
What's going on? I asked the 3 women.
We were just thinking about everything,
Imarla admitted in a quiet voice.
About the mission we're currently on, and just how likely it will be that some of us don't make it back alive.
Don't talk like that, I shook my head. I'm not going to let the Demon King hurt any of you, I promise. Here, if you're not sleeping well, you can just cuddle up with me, that might help.
We are all sleeping fine,
Naomi said with a smile. Okay. I trailed off. Then what's the deal? Why did you wake me up?
Because there was something else that we thought of,
Imarla murmured as she bit her lower lip.
If we die here in the breach,
Naomi explained,
we wanted to be with you one final time, while we still could.
Be with me?
I smiled as my heart began to race intensely.
Right here? With all these people around?
Not here.
Sky giggled.
In one of the pits. The miasma zombies have all been cleared out of the pits.
Naomi added.
And I can cast a silencing seal over its top to keep any of our excited sounds to ourselves.
My cock throbbed in my pants at the prospect of sleeping with my three beautiful lovers, and the fabric of my trousers grew tighter by the second.
You're right, I whispered. This really could be the end for any or all of us, and I'd hate to go out without getting to experience your gorgeous bodies again.
Then what are we waiting for?
Sky mused as she ran her slender blue fingers up my chest.
Let's get down to the pits.
The half-Nepan woman helped me to my feet, and then I locked arms with Amarla and Naomi as we casually sauntered over to one of the giant openings in the floor. As I peered over the edge of the hole, I saw it was much more shallow than I had originally thought, with a floor that was only about 30 feet or so down from the surface we were standing on. What the pit lacked in depth, however, it more than made up for with its width. The damn thing was at least 100 feet in diameter. And the thought that it had once been packed to the brink with dead bodies made me shudder. But now the bodies were all gone, as they'd been melted into little more than a pile of gory goo thanks to Zoklan's acid breath. Naomi had also sealed the deal with a cleansing spell which removed any and all traces of the miasma-infected zombies from existence. Which meant all of these pits were ripe for the picking.
I suppose you'll all need a lift? I winked at my lovers.
I think we need a ride.
Naomi giggled.
A lift as well?
I transformed myself into my dragon form, and then I knelt down as the three beautiful women climbed up onto my back. Once they were all on, I slid over the side of the pit, let gravity take over, and floated down to the ground as softly and silently as I could. I landed with a soft thud, and the second my passengers were off my body, I transformed back into my human form.
All right, I chuckled. Now it's time for you to work your magic, Naomi.
With pleasure.
The lizard demi-human smirked.
Whistle of the wind, clatter of rock and stone. I shall hear you no more. Deafened will be the sound of the hasty footstep and the chatter of mouths, lost to the silent seal that hides us and binds us.
As the sorceress spoke, she lifted her hands up above her head, and they promptly turned a bright shade of red. Two small glowing crimson circles rose up from her open palms and gracefully floated upward as they slowly expanded by the second. Before long, the two ethereal barriers were large enough to cover the entrance to our pit, and they made a soft sizzling noise as they locked into place.
Are you sure that worked? I asked.
Only one way to find out.
Naomi mused, and then she looked up at the ceiling and cupped her hands.
Hey, everyone! Come here quickly! Evan and I are about to make love and we want an audience!
I cringed at the thought of Naomi actually making that announcement, though we waited around for a few minutes and saw nobody.
I think it worked.
Amarla winked.
Excellent.
Naomi purred as she stepped forward and started to rub her hand along my chest.
Now we can be as loud as we want.
I opened my mouth to say something further, but before I could even utter a single word, my three beautiful lovers were all over me. Naomi pressed her soft lips up against mine, and our tongues danced around in each other's mouths as I began to drag my hands across her curvy body. At the same time, I felt Sky and Amarla's hands begin to explore my figure. They gave my ass a squeeze before they moved around and rubbed up and down my chest and my abs, and they pulled at my shirt a bit to do so. Then Sky's hands reached down into my waistband and wrapped around my cock. I was already at half-mast from the intensity of my makeout session with Naomi, but the soft touch of Sky's fingers sent me into overdrive.
Oh,
I moaned into Naomi's mouth as the half-Nepan jerked me off. Meanwhile, Imarla began to nibble on my neck as she slid her hands into my pants and gently started to pull them down. I felt my dick spring free of its fabric prison, and the second it was out, Naomi's hand trailed down and began to rub my balls. I continued to kiss Naomi passionately while she pleasured me. But then I slid my hand up around the straps of her robe and gracefully slid them off to the side. The lizard mage's dress slid down off her top half, and I let out an audible growl when I saw her large, supple breasts completely exposed. I instantly pulled away from her kiss and leaned down to suck on her erect, rosy red nipples, all while I rubbed Naomi's left breast with my free hand.
Evan!
Naomi moaned as her hands gripped the back of my head. I traced circles around Naomi's nipple with my tongue, though I occasionally stopped to give it a gentle suck or bite. The lizard mage seemed to melt in my arms as I teased her, but then she really let out a gasp when Imarla appeared at her side.
I want to share you too,
the half-mermaid woman whispered. Naomi and Imarla stared deeply into each other's eyes as Imarla traced her hand softly along the lizard mage's cheek. A soft brush crept into Naomi's face as she let out a giggle, but then Imarla pulled her in for a deep, passionate kiss.
Time for a taste, my emperor.
Sky purred from down below. Suddenly, her hands cupped my balls as her sapphire blue lips pressed against the head of my cock. I moaned as her tongue began to tease my penis with a clockwise swirling motion, and then she opened her mouth up wide and slid me inside. Sky's mouth engulfed my manhood as she rubbed my balls and took me in as far as she possibly could, until I felt myself touch the back of her throat. I went back to sucking and fondling Naomi's tits as Sky sucked me off, and I already felt the warm coil in my stomach starting to tighten. Then I decided I was done teasing. With a gentle shimmy, I pulled Naomi's robe the rest of the way off her body and saw her swollen womanhood was already glistening with excitement. So I continued to lick her breasts as my fingers wandered downward and moved around the perimeter of her entrance.
Evan!
Naomi gasped as I dragged my index finger around her pussy lips. After another few minutes of teasing the woman, I finally slid my index and middle fingers inside of her, and she moaned as her tight tunnel spasmed around me. I used my thumb to reach up and rub Naomi's clit as I fingered her intensely, and soon her juices were gushing out all over my hand. Meanwhile, my balls were tightening up as they prepared to deliver the payload into Sky's mouth, or wherever she wanted it to go. I knew I definitely had a preference.
I need a taste, too,
Imarla purred as she moved away from Naomi. The pink-haired beauty dropped down onto her knees beside Sky, who instantly held my erection toward her. Imarla wasted no time at all in taking the base of my cock in her hands and lifting it skyward. The woman licked up my shaft, swirled her tongue around the head of my penis, and then went down the other side.
Oh, fuck, I growled,
as I felt the coil grow to new levels of intensity.
I think he likes that,
Sky giggled.
I bet he's going to love this then.
Sky leaned forward and began to swirl her tongue around my balls in a clockwise motion. Every now and then she stopped, gave one of them a gentle suck, and then went back to her original motions. My vision began to blur as pure ecstasy took over my body. Then Imarla opened her mouth and slid me inside of her. The inside of her mouth was wet, and her tight throat wrapped around my cock as she pushed herself all the way down to its base.
That's right, I growled as I increased the intensity against Naomi's flower. Oh, I think we're both going to be done soon.
I think you're right,
Naomi whimpered.
I'm so close, Evan.
I leaned forward and kissed the lizard mage passionately as the other two women continued to suck my dick. Eventually, the sound of their sloppy gulps and licks sent me to cloud nine, and I knew I was done.
I think you're gonna make me come,
I screamed. My eyes rolled back in my head as my whole body went numb. And then there was a hot sensation in my balls as they began to throb. I felt my seeds spray out of my dick like a fire hose, and Amarla made a surprised gulp as I filled her throat. That gulp suddenly turned into a moan, and both of the women continued to pleasure me as I came for a solid 30 seconds. Finally, once I was done, Amarla slid my dick out of her mouth. A bit of my cum dribbled down onto her chin, but Sky was already on the case.
Oops.
The half-Nepin purred.
We can't let that go to waste now, can we?
Sky's tongue lapped up the spilled seed on Amarla's face, but she wasn't done yet. The blue-skinned beauty dragged her tongue across Amarla's lips, picked up a little bit more of my cream, and pulled it back into her mouth. Then, without any other warning, Sky shoved her lips against Amarla and began to make out with her. The sight of the two women sharing my seed was hot as fuck, and I instantly felt the blood rush back down to my penis. Soon my erection returned, and the women let out a gasp when they noticed it was ready to go again.
Shall I make him come this time?
Sky giggled.
No.
Naomi gasped as I continued to finger her.
It's my turn.
Enough of this, I growled as I pulled away from Naomi and let my fingers slide out of her. I need to be inside you now.
As you wish, Emperor Evan.
Naomi winked.
Let me help with that.
Amarla giggled. The pink-haired beauty helped Naomi turn around, and then she bent the lizard mage over so her ass was on full display for me to see. Naomi's plump, curvy ass was only inches away from my cock, and I could feel the warmth from her womanhood as it beckoned for me to enter it from behind.
Well, if I have to wait for Evan...
Sky pouted as she moved over in front of Naomi.
Then the least you can do is help me out, Naomi. With pleasure.
The lizard woman purred. Sky yanked her clothes off with a single motion, and I somehow got even harder when I saw her beautifully toned naked body standing before me. The half-Nepin had light blue skin covered with white tattoos in very intricate patterns that curved and encircled her entire figure. Every part of her flesh that would have been pink or red on a human was a dark navy blue, from her lips to her erect round nipples and even the quivering entrance to her womanhood. Sky let out a soft coo as she laid down on the ground, spread her legs wide, and then motioned for Naomi to come a little bit closer. Naomi dropped down on all fours as she crawled to the half-Nepin, and then I watched with pure delight as the lizard mage buried her face in Sky's pussy.
Oh!
Sky groaned as she threw her head back and took a fistful of Naomi's magenta locks. Meanwhile, Amarla gave Naomi's ass a playful smack before she let her fingers tease the lizard mage's pussy for a second or two. Then Amarla giggled as she looked up at me and gently spread Naomi's lips apart for me to see. I felt a small dribble of cold pre-cum ooze out of my cock as my balls throbbed, and I wanted nothing more than to be inside of Naomi's warm velvet tunnel. "Hold still," I rumbled, as I moved forward, placed my cock against her entrance, and pushed myself inside slowly. A wave of pure ecstasy washed over me as her pussy lips gripped my erection and dragged over it to create an intense sensation. Naomi was already wetter than a monsoon, so it took little effort for me to enter her fully and bottom out against her cervix. Her curvy ass looked plump and perfect as it pressed against my pelvis, and there was nothing more I wanted in that moment than to fill her full of my dragon seed.
Evan!
She sighed into Sky's pussy once I bottomed out.
Please, fuck me.
I started to pump in and out of Naomi with slow, rhythmic motions as I watched her go down on Sky, and the blue-skinned beauty ran one hand along her naked body as she whipped her head back and unleashed a few small, pleasureful whimpers. Naomi moaned along with the woman she was pleasuring, and I felt the lizard mage's ridge tighten around me as she went to town.
"Fuck, you're so tight,"
I growled as I increased the intensity of my thrusts. Naomi's ass jiggled with each power thrust I made with my hips, and Amarla seemed to coo as she gripped the woman's cheeks and licked her lips.
This is incredible,
Amarla giggled.
And I'm not even a part of this yet.
Yes, you are, I said to the pink-haired babe. Then I leaned over to Amarla, grabbed her by the back of the head, and pulled her into me. Her lips seemed to tremble, and I felt the hot breath of her kiss as we started to make out passionately. I continued to pound Naomi from behind as I gave attention to my beloved half-mermaid, half-dwarf, all while Naomi pleasured Skye. Soon Skye let out a surprised gasp, followed by a series of very quick moans.
You're so good with your tongue, Naomi,
Skye whimpered.
I think I'm going to...
Skye's perfect blue body trembled and shook as she orgasmed against Naomi's face. And the sight of the beautiful action made the warm coil in my stomach tense up to levels it had never been before. Naomi lifted her head up from Skye's soft mound, and then she glanced back at me with her gorgeous amber eyes. Her hair cascaded down her back like a magenta waterfall, and her mouth fell agape as the corners twisted up into a sly grin.
Did that please you, my emperor?
The lizard mage purred. That depends, I said, as I pumped into her pussy hard enough to make myself weak in the knees. Did Skye taste good?
Delicious.
Naomi winked. That's what I like to hear.
My turn,
Amarla declared. The pink-haired woman began to walk over toward Naomi, but Skye stood up and stopped her with a hand against her chest.
Naomi's mouth deserves a rest,
the half-neppin huffed.
Believe me, it just got a good workout. I'll take care of you. You will?
Amarla gasped. Not until she gets naked, I said. I want to see that beautiful body of hers. Skye smirked as she slid her fingers into the knot of Amarla's tie front top and began to carefully undo it like the bow of a present. Within seconds, the garment was undone, and the blue fabric fell away to reveal Amarla's perky little breasts and toned tummy. She was quick to finish the job, and she leaned in and kissed down Amarla's chest and stomach before she pulled off the half-mermaid's bottoms. Amarla's womanhood was completely smooth and bare, and her juices dripped down onto her thigh as she watched me fuck Naomi. In a single motion, Skye wrapped her arm around the woman's naked body, turned her around, and started to kiss her with the intensity of a supernova. Then, as the two beautiful women made out, Skye slid a couple of fingers into Amarla, which instantly prompted a hearty moan.
Oh, gods, Evan!
Naomi whimpered as she threw her head back, and her ass continued to jiggle with the force of my thrusts.
I don't know how much more of this I can take. It's so rough.
Do you want me to slow down?
No.
The lizard mage growled and shoved back against me.
I want you to go harder so you can fill me with your powerful seed.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I grabbed onto Naomi's bare hips and then gave in to her wish. I thrust my hips forward and back as my cock slid in and out of Naomi's pussy lips, and each time I moved, she let out a loud moan. Soon Naomi's moans grew silent, and the woman opened her mouth as if to scream. However, nothing came out. Instead, she looked back at me with pure joy in her amber eyes, with an expression that practically begged for me to finish her off. Oh, you're close, aren't you? I whispered. You're enjoying yourself?
Yes, Emperor Evan,
Naomi gasped out.
This is so good. I think you're going to make me... Oh, Evan!
Naomi bit her bottom lip as her velvet tunnel quivered, and I felt every ridge and valley of her womanhood as it tightened around my cock. The lizard mage's entire body trembled as she let out a long, intense moan, and she pressed her hips back against my pelvis. The sound of Naomi's orgasm sent me over the edge, and the warm coil in my stomach snapped. My balls tightened up and pulsated as they began to pump my warm dragon seed into the woman's womb, to the point where I couldn't even feel them anymore. A tingling sensation shot through my entire lower half as my vision turned white, and I pushed myself into Naomi as far as I could go. The world around me began to spin, and I unloaded my cum straight up into Naomi's fertile womb. Our juices combined together as we shared our ecstasy, and I kept myself inside of the beautiful woman until I knew we were both done. Then I pulled out of Naomi, and I saw our juices ooze out from between her lips and dribble down on her leg.
"I'll get that,"
Sky suddenly declared. The tattooed woman pulled away from Amarla, spun around, and dropped down to her knees. In an instant, she had her face buried in Naomi's pussy, and the lizard mage gasped as she felt the warm tongue against her.
"Fuck, that's hot," I said, as the sensation began to return to my loins.
"I don't want to waste a single drop,"
Sky purred.
"Your seed is tasty, Emperor Evan, and I want it all." "You're going to have to wait your turn,"
Amarla giggled. The pink-haired woman moved over beside me, and the next thing I knew, I felt her soft fingertips against my balls. Amarla traced around my sack and shaft as she stared longingly into my eyes, which caused the blood to suddenly race back into my dick. I returned the favor by reaching over and sliding my fingers into Amarla's tight tunnel, and the half-mermaid moaned at my touch. The two of us kissed and fondled each other for a few minutes before my cock finally reached full mast again.
"I want you to ride me," I demanded.
"Ride you?"
Amarla cooed.
"With pleasure."
I laid back on the ground, and Amarla immediately went down onto her knees and straddled me. The pink-haired woman guided my cock up to her entrance, which was tinted with a bit of blush and was completely swollen with arousal. Before I even entered Amarla, her warm juices were dripping down my shaft, and I knew I was in for a fucking treat. Finally, Amarla gently lowered herself down onto my cock, though she only got about halfway down before her eyes rolled back in her head.
"Too much for you?" I joked.
"Never,"
she whimpered.
It's so thick, I feel like I'm sitting on a log."
"And I feel like I'm being surrounded by a fucking rubber hose," I retorted. "Oh, fuck, you're tight."
Amarla bit her lip as she continued to push herself down onto me, and soon I felt the head of my penis touch her cervix. The pink-haired woman slowly lifted up a few inches before she slammed back down, and I let out a moan as her ass slapped against my balls. Amarla placed her hands flat against my abs, and then she lifted her lower half up a little bit. She began to buck her hips against mine and move halfway up and down my erection, which sent me up to cloud nine. The warm coil in my stomach was already retightened and wound, and I knew it was ready to spray a big load into this sexy woman. Still, I wanted to have a little bit of fun first. The other two women must have thought the same thing, because Sky and Naomi appeared over Amarla's shoulders. Sky made out with Amarla as she fondled the half-mermaid's breasts, and Amarla responded with a whimper. At the same time, Naomi reached down and began to make circular motions with her thumb over Amarla's clitoris, which sent Amarla's velvet tunnel into a fit of spasms. The sight of all these beautiful women pleasuring each other made me harder than a rock. I knew I wasn't going to be able to make it much longer. Amarla bucked her hips as she rode me ragged, and the combined sensation of my cock and Naomi's hand seemed to be the perfect combo. The pink-haired woman unleashed a long, guttural moan as her sweet juices gushed out of her lips and down onto my pelvis.
"You like that, dear?"
Naomi asked.
Yes,
Amarla sputtered.
"I love feeling your finger against me while the Dragon Emperor fills me up."
"I haven't even started to fill you up yet," I growled.
I grabbed onto Amarla's hips and pulled her all the way down onto me, and then I felt her wrap around me like a goddamn vice.
"Evan!"
Amarla gasped.
"Evan, I'm coming!"
Even though Amarla was headed over the mountaintop, she didn't stop her gyrations against me. Likewise, Naomi seemed to only increase the intensity in which she rubbed Amarla's clit. The half-mermaid pressed her hands into my stomach hard, and then increased the speed of her bounces as her warm, tight tunnel began to quiver and shake. Her nipples were hard enough to cut diamonds, and Skye tweaked them between her fingers as Amarla came. This was all too much for me. The warm coil in my abdomen snapped, and stars danced across my vision as I began to orgasm. I let out a long, eardrum-shattering moan as I dug my fingers into Amarla's ass and held her in place. My balls went numb as my manhood started to tremble, and I blasted my seed up into Amarla's womb with the power of a fire hose.
Fuck!
I groaned as I filled Amarla up to her eyeballs. The half-mermaid continued to bounce on me as the sounds of our pleasure mixed together in a sensual chorus, until finally we were both heaving and gasping for breath. My entire nether regions were sopping wet thanks to Amarla's juices, and it felt like I wasn't going to regain feeling in my balls anytime soon.
Wow.
Skye sighed as she looked at the mess.
Who knew Emperor Evan had this much seed in his body? I did.
Naomi giggled.
I've taken way more of his seed than that through the months.
And I'm not done yet, I promised. You're next, Skye. As I tried to stand back to my feet, my knees seemed to tremble. I awkwardly stood up like a newborn deer fawn until I eventually found the strength to remain upright. But the second I was up, all three women slid over in front of me.
I want to get a taste of you, Amarla.
Naomi purred as she took my cock in her hands.
Me too,
Skye added.
I bet you're tasty. Not as tasty as Emperor Evan, though,
Naomi noted. The lizard mage's long tongue slid out of her mouth, and then it slowly began to lick up and down my shaft. Naomi was a fucking goddess with her tongue, and the intense sensation I got from it made me afraid my knees would give out.
You don't get to have all the fun,
Amarla huffed. The pink-haired beauty bent down even further before she placed her lips up against my balls and gave them a cute little kiss. Then she started to suck them like a fucking vacuum. My dick instantly got back to half-mast, though that apparently wasn't enough for Skye. The half-Nepan woman joined the fray when she placed her mouth up against the side of my shaft and started to lick it up and down. Skye made circles around the head of my cock before her tongue met Naomi's, and the two women broke away into a passionate kiss while Amarla continued to suck my balls. That was definitely enough to get me back to full mast.
Skye!
Amarla said in a sing-song voice.
He's ready for you.
The tattooed beauty pulled away from Amarla before she moved back to my cock, gave it a kiss, and then popped back up to her feet.
How do you want me, Emperor Evan?
Skye asked. I want to show you something I learned from the spirits, I said. Something really fucking great. Turn around. Skye turned around, and before she had even gotten her feet fully planted, I put my plan in motion. I slid my right arm underneath Skye's right leg, lifted it up, then grabbed onto her back.
Evan!
She gasped.
Is this even safe?
No pain, no gain, I teased. Don't worry, I've got you. And in a minute here, I sure as fuck won't be letting go. I pressed the head of my cock against Skye's sapphire entrance and then let out a soft moan at the sensation. Skye's pussy was warm, wet, and it was already swollen with arousal. I traced my head around her vulva in a clockwise motion, which caused her entire body to tense up.
Stop teasing me,
Skye whimpered.
I need that inside me now, Evan.
I wasn't going to deny her wish. I shoved my cock into Skye's pussy and felt it fit around me like a glove. She let out a few gasps as I slid deeper into her, so I took it slow for a bit, but the half-Nepan woman got a bit eager and moved her hips down so she could take me all in. Shit, I gasped, as her sapphire tunnel squeezed me tight.
Let me help with that,
Amarla giggled, and she got down on her knees in front of Skye. Amarla's tongue flopped out of her mouth as she licked her lips, but then she pressed it up against Skye's womanhood. I watched with glee as the half-mermaid licked and sucked Skye's clitoris, which only seemed to intensify Skye's sensations.
Just like that.
Skye moaned as she closed her eyes.
That feels so good.
I started to slowly pump in and out of Skye's pussy, and soon I sensed myself climbing the proverbial mountain once more. Naomi walked over to Skye, grabbed the woman's chin with her right hand, and then held Skye's head up as they started to make out. Naomi used her free hands to fondle Skye's dark blue nipples, which were already firm and erect on her perky breasts. I jackhammered into Skye a few more times, and soaked in the sound of my balls slapping against her thighs, all while she moaned and groaned with each thrust. Eventually, I switched things up and slowed down my thrusts into slow, rhythmic motions. That's when I felt Imarla's tongue against my manhood. Every time I pulled out, Imarla would stick out her tongue and let me glide over it. The sensation was fucking fantastic, and after a few times in and out, I knew I wasn't going to be able to last much longer. Skye's muffled groans continued as she kissed Naomi, until finally I noticed them getting more hurried and closer together. Eventually, Skye's body tensed up, and her tunnel grabbed me in a freaking death grip. Skye was ready for the big finish. I increased the speed of my thrusts as hard as I could, but Imarla didn't falter. I watched the pink-haired beauty's locks bounce as they moved between Skye's clit and my shaft, and I couldn't help but let out a groan of satisfaction from the deepest part of my soul.
"Oh, this is incredible,"
I whispered, as I looked over the three gorgeous women before me.
"You are all so fucking hot."
"Make me calm, Emperor Evan,"
Skye begged as she looked back at me.
"Please, I can feel you all the way up in my guts. They want you to fill me with your love."
"You first," I teased.
I kept up the intense thrusts for about another minute before Skye finally caved. The half-Nepin's pussy quivered against me as what seemed like a gallon of her juices began to pour out, and her whole body tensed up. Skye tossed her head back as her eyes rolled back in her head, and she practically screamed as she reached the mountaintop.
"Yes!"
Skye screamed.
"Yes, Evan! Oh!"
Skye's pussy squeezed me like a tube of toothpaste as she came, and the sound of her ecstasy drove me up the wall. My dam finally burst, and I shoved my cock up against Skye's cervix as I started to unload.
"Oh, fuck!"
I growled as my balls pumped what felt like a gallon of cum into the tattooed woman. My knees turned to rubber as my entire lower half went numb, though I could feel my heart as it threatened to beat out of my chest. I screamed as my eyes rolled back in my head, and I leaned over Skye's back as I felt myself get a second wind. Another large blast of cum sprayed out and painted the walls of Skye's fertile womb, and this time, I really did feel my legs give out. I let go of Skye as my body stumbled backwards, and I watched as my cum dribbled out of her blue womanhood and onto her inner thigh. Then I fell backwards onto my bare ass, and Skye also collapsed into a heap.
"See?"
Naomi cooed.
"I told you Evan had enough for all of us. I'll say."
Skye panted from her prone position.
"I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to walk tomorrow."
"I'll heal you with my magic if you can't," I chuckled. "I'm not letting you get out of our mission that easily."
Naomi and Imarla came over to my side and started to rub their hands along my bare chest. Both of them had hunger in their eyes as they looked me up and down, and I knew they weren't done quite yet.
"Are you ready to go again?"
Imarla asked.
"If you guys are," I winked.
The three of us spent the next hour making love to each other in various ways. I filled all of these beautiful women with my seed twice more, until I literally felt like I didn't have any fluid left in my body. As the four of us collapsed into a pile on the ground and cuddled close together, I stared up at the glowing silence seal above us. I knew tomorrow was going to be a big day, and a day that could potentially change the entire course of Rama's history. More importantly, it would be the day everyone in Rama had been waiting on for centuries. Tomorrow was going to be the day the breach was closed. For good.